Hello and welcome to the Hermetic Science Magical Mind. This is Tanya Scott, and we're just continuing on with our theory in this book, Initiation into Hermetics. It opens up from the page of the magician Tarot. And it says, Initiation 1 Theory. The great mystery of the Tetragrammaton, or the Kabbalistic Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. Motto, whatever is above, like that which is below. Hermes Trismegistos. Trismegistos. I don't know if I'm saying that last one right, but Hermes, basically. So today's reading is on the elements. Everything that has been created came into being through the effects of the elements. This applies to the macrocosm as well as to the microcosm, the large and the small worlds. Therefore, I will deal with these energies right at the beginning of initiation and allude particularly to the profound and multifarious importance. Until now, very little has been said in occult literature about the energies of the elements. For that reason, I have made it my responsibility to treat this unsettled subject matter and to lift the veil that conceals these laws. It is, of course, a difficult task to enlighten the uninitiated so that they are not only made aware of the existence and the activity of the elements, but that they are also capable of working practically with these energies in the future. The entire universe can be compared to a clockwork with wheels that engage with each other and which are interdependent with each other. Even the concept of the deity as the highest comprehensible being can be categorized in aspects and analogous to the elements. A more precise account is given later in the chapter concerning the concept of God. In the most ancient Oriental writings, the elements are called tattvas. In European literature, we only pay attention to them in so far as their good effects are concerned, and we are warned about their unfavorable influences. In other words, under the influence of the tattvas, particular actions can either be undertaken or not. There should be no doubt as to the accuracy of this fact. But everything that has been published thus far points only to a limited aspect of the effects of the elements. The effects of the elements or tattvas for personal use can be sufficiently determined through books on astrology. However, I will penetrate deeper into the secret of the elements. For this reason, I have chosen another key, one which is analogous to the astrological key, but actually has nothing to do with it. I will show how to use this key in many different ways, which, up to now, have been known to the reader. In the following chapters, I will deal in sequence and detail with the individual tasks, analogies, and effects of the elements. Not only will the theory be unveiled, but attention will also be paid to the practice, because it is here that you will find the greatest arcanum. Even the Tarot, the oldest book of wisdom, this great mystery of the elements, is recorded by having the first Tarot card represent the magician, who emphasizes the knowledge and control of the elements. On this first tarot card, the sword symbolizes the element of fire, the wand, the element of air, the cup, the element of water, and the coins, the element of earth. Hence, it is obvious that the ancient mysteries depicted the magician for the first tarot card, and consequently chose the control of the elements as the first act of initiation. In honor of this tradition, I will devote my greatest attention to the elements above all. Furthermore, it will become evident that the key to the elements is a universal remedy with which all problems that may occur can be solved. The sequence of the tattvas, in accordance with the Hindu system, is as follows. Akasha is the principle of ether. Tejas is the principle of fire. Vayu is the principle of air. Apas is the principle of water. Prithivi is the principle of earth. In accordance with Hindu teachings, the four coarsers tattvas came forth from the fifth tattva, the Akasha principle. Therefore, the Akasha is the causal principle, and as the fifth energy, it is to be acknowledged as the so-called quintessence. In the appropriate chapter of this book, I shall inform the reader in more detail in regards to this Akasha, the finest of elements. Also, the specific attributes of each element will be alluded to in the following chapters, beginning with the highest plane down to the coarser physical matter. By now, the reader must have concluded that it is certainly no easy task to analyze the great mystery of creation and to find the proper words which will enable one to penetrate into this matter and be able to form a graphic picture of it. The analysis of the elements is discussed in further detail. Their practical value is emphasized so that every scientist, whether he be a chemist, a physician, a physicist, a magnetopath, an occultist, a magician, a mystic, a Kabbalist, a yogi, or whatever, can derive their practical benefits. The purpose of this book will be fulfilled if I succeed in teaching the reader to penetrate into this matter, at least to the point where he is able to use the practical key for the field of knowledge that is of interest to him. Okay, so this is the introductory. That's the very introduction to the entire book, and just opens up the elements. So every day during the theory, I'm just gonna take in one little thing, so it's gonna be very short. So that's it for this today. We will learn more about the breakdown of the elements very soon. Have a wonderful day. This is the Hermetic Science Magic Mind Academy, where we're learning things of mystic science. Kind of fun. All right, so I'm Tanya, I'm your host, or slash reader, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.